Hey, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Trish. Welcome to Trying to Win. So we decided we would do a bonus episode every now and then, sprinkle in some stories from the courtroom that involve just really cool moments of creativity, whether that was by us or by another lawyer, or even something that we saw.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun. And, you know, the places where you can be most creative are really at argument phases, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to be really creative with a witness examination. I mean, you can be in your thought process, but it's actually it's a pretty closing. Clinical. But, you know, the really fun parts are doing closing arguments.
Yeah.
And even nowadays, an opening statement, if you know how to do it right, you can be very creative with your opening, too.
Well, and you know I love that. I love that. That's actually my favorite part is the working the creativity in. And I remember when we first, I'll tell this story that whenever I'm around a certain judge, he always tells the story and remembers it and reminds me of it. And it was actually your case. It was a case that you had. It was a contract case. It was a real estate breach
commercial
of contract
real estate, yep.
Broker fee case. And it was a case that it was a plaintiff's case. We usually are representing the person who's defending, but this was we were collecting money on behalf of the brokerage firm, I guess, and a fee. Anyway, honestly, super boring, right? The case to get a jury. I mean, it doesn't have the wow and the interest of the medicine or you know. The appeal of some of the business divorces that just have these stories behind them. It was literally having a jury interpret a contract. What does this word mean? What does this word mean? And I think you got
not
called
very
to trial.
Sexy.
No, not really. And hard to, and you, how do you make a piece of paper creative? So I really had to think about how I wanted to approach it. And I believed in the words that were written on the paper I thought were pretty literate. I thought they were pretty straightforward. And I think you couldn't try it because you got called to another case. Mm-hmm. And so I think I picked up the case very shortly before.
Like a couple weeks before.
Before it got called to trial. And so we went and whatever, went through the whole evidence and all of that. And at the end, I wove my closing argument around the theme, what's in black and white is always right. And I didn't say anything about it, but guess what color my dress was?
Mm-hmm.
Black and white, right? What's in black and white is always right. And so it was a clever little exclamation point on the argument because I was in black and white and I was also right. You know what I mean? So anyway, the judge really got a kick out of that. And I still, whenever I see him to this day, he loves to tell that story. So that's my, you know, making a boring situation a little bit more fun.
Well, and it's not just about making it more fun, but I think as trial lawyers, you really have to pay attention to how different people learn information,
right.
How different people process information. It's really important. The verbal cues are important, but the nonverbal cues
right.
that you give people
well, tell your story.
Also really important. So one of the things that we started pretty early on in our careers was using PowerPoint in the courtroom, and not everybody does that.
Still.
And they still don't do it, which to me is just absolute sheer insanity. But particularly in big cases, I'm not talking about, you know, I mean, in the types of cases that we try,
right.
the visual is really important. And again, speaks to the fact that there are jurors who learn by listening. There are jurors who learn by seeing. And if you give a combination of the two, the retention of the information is going to be much higher as a collective for the jury mm-hmm. than if you only do one or the other. And as we've gotten better and better and better with PowerPoint, we have found more and more more ways to use it. And so what I've taken to doing now is when we think about our themes for our cases, one example is I tried a case, I think it's been in the last 3 or 4 years. And there was a young woman who was the plaintiff. Her mother was very, very, very involved in her case, in her care. It was a medical malpractice case. But they both were a little driven to try and find something wrong with the young lady. So they went to doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor, and they got test after test after test. And not all of the doctors knew about the other doctors.
Right.
And, you know, and the daughter didn't always understand why she was going to see a doctor that mom was making her go see. So she didn't have her whole history. And they had created this web to me that was very difficult for a physician once they got entangled in it to get out. And so the background of my PowerPoint, and it was faint, like I didn't make it really blatant and obvious, right, was a spider web.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
So whether it was for the opening, like I did it for the opening.
What do you call that where you're like planting something in someone's mind, like subliminal?
Yes, that's the word, subliminal. Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, it's an SAT word.
Were you an English major? You were.
Yeah, I was.
She's got way better vocabulary than I do. But yeah, I mean, just those little things. And I never said a word about it. Right. I never really,
Pick up on it? Did the jury pick up on it? Did anybody say anything to you?
The jury did not, but the lawyer on the other side did.
Huh. That's because you just
and he went, got scared of it. Brains. He got scared of it, and he started trying to defend against it during the case. Yeah. But that was pretty cool, and it's fun. Boom.